This is Passport to Texas. It's the holiday season, a time when many of us look for ways to reach out to those less fortunate. If you're a hunter, the easiest way is by donating a deer to Hunters for the Hungry.
Once it's donated, the meat is used by food pantries, food banks, and other food assistance providers that serve their local communities.
Anitra Hendricks oversees the program. Meat processors across the state are participating in it. Hunters just need to bring them their legally tagged and field-dressed deer.
There is a reduced processing fee for those who donate to the program. They pay the fee. They do receive a receipt for a possible tax deduction, and the meat processor will grind the meat, package it, and then from there it goes to the food assistance provider.
Find a list of participating processors on the Hunters for the Hungry website. You can find that at passporttotexas.org. Anitra says she's always on the lookout for more processors.
They have to be willing to keep some minimal bookkeeping as far as tracking donations and reporting that to us at the end of the season.
It's a small inconvenience for the good it provides to hungry children, elderly, and families during the holidays. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and celebrates 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.